Rookie Fever, the show that looks closely at NFL rookie values all year long.
Let's go! Let's get this show going, man.
Hurry up, hurry up!
With your hosts, Swagzilla Zero G.
We can't all be winners.
And Mike, the feverish Fanero.
He's never in a vacuum! Nothing is in a vacuum!
The Rookie Fever Podcast.
We're just having fun and we're working, baby. That's it,
baby. They come. Wait, see.
Welcome back to Rookie Fever, episode 256 or 57. Here, as always, with the feverish Fanero.
We should have discussed
that. That's a lot of numbers. Definitely more than 100.
It's so, more than 100. You did start at a very low number.
Yeah. Well, you know, and I wanted, you know, to have give us room to grow, and we grew fast. From 150 to 250, just like that. So I think it's episode 255. It's somewhere in the show description on the feed that you're using tonight. So tonight, last week, we made a mockery of the NFL mocks.
Yeah.
And some of it because it was too fantasy friendly. But this week, we're going to put our spin on it, our thoughts, our feels. We're basically going to do the same thing we made a mockery of last week, but we want to have a little bit of fun with it, try to be a little bit realistic here with our expectations and not just pipe dreams. Mentioned I'm here, as always, with the feverish Fanero. I am Swagzilla Zero G. In my downtime, feverish Fanero, I spend a little bit too much time on the Dynasty GM at Dynasty Nerds, looking through my teams, trying to fill my needs. It shows me what they are. I have some weak teams, and then I have these other teams where they're showing all this value, and I'm like, wow, I want to win the value game. And it's so, like, unlike me, so I'm like, on my downtime, I play this little game called Let's Go to Dynasty Nerds GM and try to cure value in my Dynasty teams and be the number one team in each league. That site, again, is so addicting. We've talked about it a lot here. Go over to Dynasty Nerds, check it out. Lots of packages, promotions. Rumor has it this 15% discount you're getting using the code FEVER may not last forever. It's an absolute steal of a deal, Fanero. Would you say not?
Yeah, and I would also say that there's no such thing as going to the GM too often, for sure.
My wife may differ.
I've had an itch. I don't know what it is. The last 2 weeks, I've been really itching
the
tree.
She knows the graph. She sees the graph. She knows I'm, like, looking at this graph of teams.
I've made a few deals in the last couple of weeks. I know that that's pretty regular for most of you out there. But, I don't know what the deal is. But I think some of it might have to do with being on the GM at DynastyNerds.com, because I feel like I get an itch for a player. Like, I don't know what it is. Yeah. Like, maybe one day I just wake up and I say, you know, I just want more Sutton. Like, and so what I do is I go on to the League Analyzer. And I just see, like, who's, like, wide receiver, you know, needy, who's wide receiver, you know, just full of, like, I love
who's
looking.
Who's got Sutton and what are his needs?
Of course. Like, so that's the easiest thing to do. But, like, the analyzer really also gives me the opportunity to look at other teams and their needs. So I can kind of see, like, oh, do I have more running backs that I can kind of get Sutton with that? Because I don't have as many as you, Swags, but the amount of leagues I have are double digits and they're hard to keep track of, but not anymore. Not with the GM. It's one of those things where I feel like it's making trades easier for me. And I've always described myself as somebody that's, like, not great at trading. It's definitely making me better. I'm making more trades. It's not always on value. I learned that from you, Swags. There's a couple deals that, you know, in the group chats and stuff like that, I'm losing, but I still feel really good about. Like, I just feel like I'm getting more aggressive. And I think that's the part of my trade game I've been missing. And I think that aggressiveness is coming from that tool. I really do. Yeah. I feel like it empowers me to a certain degree.
Absolutely. I hear you. And then it's also got the roster ship. You can go and look at all your ownership of all your players in Dynasty GM, and you can see somebody maybe you're light on, maybe you're heavy on. Dynasty GM helped me realize I had a share of Rondale Moore I hadn't gotten rid of. And I made then I did. No BS here. And I'm being serious. Like, I thought I had traded all my Rondale Moore, and I was wrong. And so I found one because of Dynasty GM, and I quickly traded it away. I could gush about Dynasty Nerds, Dynasty GM, the whole entire site, like everything you get there. I could go on and on and on. You'll hear us talk more about it. I could go on and on, but man, I strongly suggest you hop on, use code Fever, and subscribe today, because they're going to keep updating stuff and just stay ahead of that curve. Let's get into some of these landing spots, because I know that they're dying to hear our mockery of our mock. Are we mocking ourselves?
We might get mocked, but I tried to make mine as realistic as possible, but they are fantasy friendly swags. I'm not going to lie.
So you came in with a strong point. You said something that I didn't quite know what to say in the moment, but I wanted to save it for the show. You said, I'm sick of hearing about Buffalo, Breece Hall going to Buffalo. Well, Finero, I had Buffalo as one of my spots, but I didn't have your mentioned Breece Hall going there. And I did want to add to this, too, that I won, well, before the show, before you told me your feelings, I do think it would be funny if Buffalo didn't draft a running back now and they took care of other problems, like even, you know, help the O-line,
sure,
get Josh Allen some help in different ways. And then you never know, like maybe Singletary, Moss, and the addition of Duke will be enough for that team with Josh, sure, Allen, quite honestly.
Sure.
I don't think that Buffalo will take that first round running back. I think they'll take care of different needs, but I'm more like, would like to see if Walker goes there, or not very popular, Spiller. I'd like to see Isaiah Spiller maybe go to Buffalo. And now here's the scary thing, though, because Buffalo has been talked about so much. Be careful, man, because like you're going to hear that, what was it, 2019 Clyde Edwards-Helaire hype, whatever running back lands there. I don't care what round they go in. I don't care if it's third or fourth round and it's James Cook. You know what I mean? Whoever goes to Buffalo, just kind of like, let's slow down a little bit. That's why I still wanted to bring up Buffalo, because let's just sort of also chill out a little bit. I'm doing this for fun tonight. I wanted to mention it because that's fun for me, but I do want to mention, like, let's chill out a little bit, you know, like just slow our rolls. So I wanted to lead with that. I know you've got a little bit more down than me as far as players, but I don't think that Breece Hall goes to Buffalo. And I think that if he does, they have to do it in the first round.
No, I agree. Yeah, they're not going to be able to get him in the second, I don't think.
So I had to get it off my chest. I'm sorry to do that to the show that you didn't really want it on, but I did want to add a little to it there.
Yeah, it's so funny. I guess
curious to hear what you got.
I guess we're on the same page then, because I did leave Buffalo as a landing spot, but I just got away from Breece Hall being there. We talked about that a lot last week. I guess we're kind of inadvertently talking about it again a bit here. But,
it's hard not to, let's be honest. But now we're kind of giving a little bit more of like, this is how I think and what I think could, yep, actually happen.
Yeah, I think it's funny. The same page thought that I brought up earlier was, if Buffalo goes for other needs and doesn't do the luxury pick in the first round, they aren't going to get him in the second round. And then I think if the cards fall the way they may, depending on how they feel about Spiller, if Spiller to them isn't worth a second round pick, for example, I have Buffalo possibly going a running back as late as a third round, much later than anybody wanted them to go, but a nice complimentary back. And I'm going to say complimentary, but he's the first and second down back. Zeus, Zamir White to Buffalo. Vern Megan, front of the show, at FFB_Vern, loves the zone scheme fit. I'm going to leave it to a film guy to tell me that. I'm not going to try to say that I know that. Loves the zone scheme fit there. Also, I think we're writing off Singletary. He had a nice finish to his season. Why not have a nice complimentary back to first and second down back? Zamir White showed no ability to catch the football in college. I'm not saying the guy can't do it, but Singletary can, and he can be a nice change of pace back. I think the opportunity and scheme fit with scoring opportunities in the third round, Zamir White. I don't know. I think that's a nice little,
you know, feverish. It might even be fair to say they were writing off Zach Moss a little bit too much. And this is not me starting any kind of hype train or saying to go get Zach Moss, but it's
he doesn't exist.
People
in
quickly
fantasy
forgot that he was banged up quickly last year. He started the season his first couple games, I believe, like sort of okay. We were like, oh, okay, you know, maybe the second boss Zach Moss cheap investment wasn't that bad. And then he got hurt. He tried to come back a couple times, and he was in and out all season. So I don't think Zach Moss is ever going to be the running back that even I would say I hoped that he was going to be for Buffalo at one point. But if they were to not draft a running back or to wait a little bit later, like you mentioned, I think that he could be a part of that rotation as well.
He's still there, right? I guess he's on his rookie contract. He's got another year on that. For me, like, I get the injury stuff. For me, the thing that kind of sticks out was just that when he was healthy, he was inactive. And it's odd to me because all reports were that they really liked Zach Moss. So maybe there was something else going on, to your point. Because it was odd last year, I have to admit, bringing, Breida in, like, something just felt really off. Like, you know, I'm not, to your point, you just said it, I'm not going to try to find Zach Moss anywhere. There's no doubt, but I like where the show started. I like that we're saying, you know, there's no write-in votes
and
here.
Like, said no Buffalo, and I was like, oh man, I don't have a lot jotted down here. Finero, you're taking my material pretty quick.
There's just you know, like, podcast after podcast are talking about the same thing over and over again, and the reality is, and we talked about this last week when we mocked the mock, if you will, it did a lot of things we didn't agree with. I promise you, the NFL draft is going to do a lot of things you don't agree with. You know, I saw Isaiah Spiller in a mock go to the Eagles. I'm like, oh, gross. Like, you know what I mean? Like, man. Yeah, like, there's going to be
so funny because, like, I planned on kind of ending with this, but the Eagles, I didn't even see that, but I had the Eagles down as someplace I do not want to see a running back go to.
100%.
I wanted to pick, like, one thing I didn't want to happen, and that was it.
Yeah, that's like your wide receiver not going to Buffalo last year.
Yeah.
Or not Buffalo, Baltimore.
Or the Eagles.
Or the Eagles, right. You didn't like that one either.
Devonta had a great season, though. So where's something you want – what's something you want to see happen here, Feverish?
I think, and I said, the Packers will draft a wide receiver in round one this NFL draft. It's just not going to be two. And I looked at, like, what I thought would be the perfect match. And I'm not worried about the 4.55 speed at the combine. This dude on film is fast. That's Treylon Burks to the Packers. Katie Flowers said, this is Katie Flowers, wide receiver one. He was the wide receiver one coming in pretty hot. And she still feels the same way. She hasn't turned a corner or anything like that. But she said that the coaching staff is going to have to be creative. And Matt LaFleur is part of the Kyle Shanahan branch. And the Packers have done wonders with development of wide receivers past the first round. I think that there's a good chance here that Burks could be put in an excellent position to succeed with Aaron Rodgers as his quarterback. And interesting enough, the most comparable player on playerprofile.com was Jordy Nelson, which I thought was kind of interesting. So, I mean, I kind of get it. You know, he's a possession wide receiver that can also stretch the field. So I really am starting to warm up to Treylon Burks to Green Bay. And I just wonder if that would flip the script on, it seems as though the wide receiver one for a lot of people, the safe wide receiver one is Garrett Wilson. There's a lot of dangerous places for Garrett Wilson to go in the top 10 or 15. And I mean, like, not really great landing spots. And Treylon Burks going to the Packers, I wonder if that makes him the wide receiver one if that happens.
I think it very likely could, to be completely honest with you. And I agree with you. I don't have any confidence that the team that drafted Jordan Love in the first round is going to draft two wide receivers this year. I completely agree. And I even think that would be bad for one of those wide receivers, because at some point, the veteran quarterback that is Aaron Rodgers is going to pick a favorite, and the other one's career is likely over.
Yeah. Now, there's no doubt that trust is a big thing with Aaron Rodgers. And I think that's the one thing that makes me a little nervous about this, because even Katie had described Treylon Burks as a little raw. And, you know, I had looked at Chris Olave, who is far from raw, falling into this range. But I think the skill set and Rodgers and Treylon Burks' ability to get open and stretch the field, I just really like that. But you make an excellent point.
So I'm curious, Fenero, because I told you I wanted to have some fun with this and mm-hmm. do it my way a little bit. Did you have any homer picks for your Giants?
No.
Because the Giants. What about your closet case that is the Eagles?
No. No landing spots for the Eagles either.
No homer picks on either end, eh?
No, I have landing spots for Seattle. I have landing spots for Atlanta and the Washington Commanders.
Let's hear Seattle.
All right, so Seattle.
Let's go with Seattle. Can I pick? Is that?
That's kind of why I did it. That's kind of why I did it.
I'm your mock.
Yeah, so my landing spot for Seattle is Isaiah Spiller. A back that would thrive with a large workload. I do realize that Penny could easily extend his late season hot streak from 2021 into 2022, but he does have a long, long history. Let's not forget how long that history is of injury. He's also on a 1-year deal, and so is Carson.
And Carson could be done.
Yeah, I agree with you. Is it the neck? Is it the neck or back? He's got something not good.
I'm not even like being snarky here. Like he could legitimately at this point decide to retire because of that injury. It could be his career could still be over. It's in lingo. So sad case. But yeah, they could be in need of a running back.
And Pete Carroll's offense features like a ton of motion and jet sweeps, which is really, really up Spiller's wheelhouse. He did that at Texas A&M. And I think Seattle's just going to lean on the running game without Russell Wilson. I think that's kind of their happy spot anyway, their happy place, if you will. So, Spiller to Seattle, I haven't seen as much, but they have a 2 second-round picks and a third. And I think that third is probably the hot spot. That's pick 72.
Do you feel like this point with Seattle, because you mentioned Drew Locke and running, and I don't disagree with what you mm-hmm. said there, but do you think that they're waiting to see what they can do with a quarterback in the draft, and then we'll see Baker Mayfield traded at some point?
Yeah, I think, absolutely. I agree 100%. The dominoes for all the other quarterbacks fell. And now that we have, you know, we need the Garoppolo and Baker Mayfield dominoes to fall. And it doesn't seem like they're going to fall before the draft. They could fall even during the draft, but I don't think they're going to fall before the draft. So that's going to make the draft fun, those two quarterbacks, because I think you've been saying it for more than a minute now that NFL teams have told us how they feel about this quarterback class coming out. And I couldn't agree with you more. Mariota getting a full-time job. I mean, there's reaches here.
Not only that, sure. Fenero, but the fact that Baker doesn't have a job yet should indicate how hard it's going to be for this rookie class to get a job.
Yeah, that's a really good point.
Honestly, that's how I feel about it. There's not teams looking like they were last year at this point, and I don't think any teams just looking to dip into this class with the kind of investment that was paid last year.
Right.
And I think a lot of that is our fantasy community having fun.
Yep.
We're having fun. And that's what I wanted to do with my next one, dude. This is my absolute pipe dream take, and I want to start with the biggest pipe dream part. And this is what I really want to happen with my home team, okay? I was hoping you would bait me a little bit here. I want Drake London.
Oh, wow.
I'm really hoping that we either move back with our number 2 or we move up with that 32, because it's not happening in either of those spots. Correct. He's not going to make it to 32, in my opinion, and we can't take him as early as 2. Just doesn't make sense. Ideally, I'd love to find a way to move up. We've even got that 34 pick.
Mm-hmm.
That's a little pricey to have to put both those together. But, man, I would love to try to move up to, like, the top. I mean, you probably have to be 10 to 15, right, to get Drake London.
Yeah, exactly.
Either that or you have to move back and hope that you get him. Yeah. That's my ultimate pipe dream. I want Drake London in Detroit. I don't think that's going to happen, Fenero. But then – with that 34, give me George Pickens instead. He's still got the big body. That's what I'm looking for. I want a big body put on the outside with my Amon-Ra St. Brown. Ideally, I'd love to put Drake London and Amon-Ra St. Brown back together. I still have one more scapegoat here if we don't get that wide receiver at 34 or 32 like I want. And that is, and you just did a player profile on him, but that is David Bell at 66.
There you go.
We'd have to take him about 66 in Detroit.
That's practical right there.
So I took a couple, I wanted to look at some big bodies and actual areas where I think they could be drafted.
Yep.
Drake London, I mean, I think I nailed the draft area, but we don't have that pick to take him.
No.
And even with Pickens, we might have to go a little bit early because he's probably projected more like mid-second, right?
Yeah, sure. But when you get that late, I mean, mid-second, late second.
So
I can see getting
David Bell in the early third.
Yeah, I like that one. I like that one a lot. Even if it's late second. Do you have a late second? You only have an early second, right?
We have that early second, yeah.
Yeah.
And then the third. So pick 66 is where I took David Bell.
Gotcha. No, I think that's that one's practical. The Drake London. I mean, what's Detroit's history on moving up? Are they like the Giants where they basically just make picks every year? They don't really do much. I can't think of like a move up that I can remember.
Yeah, they could move back though, and it's not out of question for them to take a wide receiver or tight end historically early. You know, I just don't think we have that pick, and I don't know how much Dan Campbell would probably not want to move back, quite honestly. He's probably going to do something with defense with that pick.
Right.
But that is my pipe dream homer scenario where if one of those doesn't happen, that's where I'm watching the draft. I'm watching for some of those guys. You know, there's other guys that I'd like to see in Detroit. But these ones fit the build I wanted a little bit more. You know, there's Sky Moore, but he's a little bit of a smaller, fast guy.
Yeah.
You did another awesome player profile with Nathan at NathanGN on Jahan Dotson. That was a great player profile. I'd love to see him in Detroit. But again, I want a little bit of a bigger body to put on the outside. So they didn't quite fit that draft capital that I was trying to make it all add up. But there are some other guys that I like if it keeps falling that just mentioned, you know what I mean? But
right.
That was my homer pipe dream. Wanted to have a little bit of fun with it and really look through where Detroit could pick. And it didn't feel like I could get my guy here, but I would love to find a way to have Drake London in Detroit.
Lofty.
Yeah,
I think let's go back to real world. Like
pissing on my sunshine.
if you wind up the Pickens one surprises me a little bit because I thought you were a little down on Pickens. If you wind up with Pickens and you get that big body, is that like 70% of your happiness that you would have had with Drake London, or Drake London is like to the moon for you? Like if you got Drake London, because you're going to give up draft capital to get him. Keep that in mind.
Mm-hmm. It makes me feel that much better about the investment that Detroit's putting in the player.
Ooh, okay.
It makes me feel a little bit more excited. I want to go buy a Drake London jersey.
I do like a good move.
Third round. I'm tempering my expectations as I feel like any dynasty manager should. I'm still excited. I want to see what happens. I'm probably going to get into it like I was into a little bit more into Amon-Ra St. Brown, some homer stuff. Shines through, you know, and sometimes you get them. But if we move up or back with the intentions of drafting Drake London, that's awesome. I'm all in, dude. Right? I mean, that's totally different.
Yeah, I mean, I love
just having a guy fall to you in a spot. Like,
yeah, we've done a few shows on NFL teams that basically trade picks to move up to get players. It just makes you get the warm and fuzzies, right? Like you already like Drake London coming in. But then if your home team gives away draft capital, you're not going to care about that draft capital. You're just going to love that prize.
Right.
So I get it.
I'm playing fantasy football, end of the day, you know. And even for me, like, we've made some improvements to the O-line, the defense. We even had said before that first pick's probably going to defense, getting that a little bit better. Mm-hmm. I've got my running back there that I wanted. I got my tight end. Come on, man. Give me Drake London.
I like it. Speaking of, you know, top of the class wide receivers, I have a landing spot for Garrett Wilson. I mentioned at the top of the show that Garrett Wilson could end up on the most mock team I see him going to is Atlanta at number 8. I see him as the first wide receiver off the board going to Atlanta to replace Calvin Ridley, and I kind of go, ugh. But luckily, this is a prospect that –
Because you're not into Wilson or you don't like the spot?
I don't like the spot.
Okay.
I don't like the spot. Luckily, this is probably a prospect that could land anywhere and do well. But I'd rather feel a little better about the quarterback, a little better about the other wide receivers on the team, anything. Like, just give me something else. I actually have the Commanders as a good fit. Washington could go back-to-back Ohio State wide receivers, and Garrett Wilson could play opposite of Terry McLaurin, also a Buckeye. And I think they could just help each other. I think the two of them together, and I actually even like the potential. I know, like, Wentz gets crapped on a lot, but he was a little inconsistent last year, but he was also, like, remarkably playing while hurt. And I think the team soured on him when he was unvaccinated, to be quite honest. They really hurt the team that he came back so slowly because he refused to get vaccinated.
I think that's part of the reason he was traded. I don't think
they
come out and say it, but
I do. I really think
something to do with it.
100%, I think
it's other tangibles, but I think that had something to do with it.
So I think people are kind of like just lower on Wentz, and I think the thing that the Commanders do have is a great O-line. So Wentz has that O-line that he left in Indianapolis and is now going to another great O-line situation, and Terry McLaurin and then Garrett Wilson together would be a great tandem. And I mean, it might be the Ohio State thing in me, but I think it's also practical. They have the 11th overall pick. So that is absolutely a possible place for him to land. I'm not just doing fictional stuff here. I'm looking at picks when I do this. And I think also that, you know, Atlanta has a lot of other needs and they're kind of in a major rebuild. And maybe that's when you pick a wide receiver. Granted, they have wide receiver issues. I get it. But there is a fairly deep class and they have the 47th overall pick. They could go there at that point. So yeah, Garrett Wilson to the Commanders. I kind of like that spot. Like it more than Atlanta.
I don't hate that at all. Yeah. And especially putting that Ohio State back together.
That'd be fun, right?
That's fun.
Fantasy football. It's supposed to be fun.
What else you got?
All right. So I did put Breece Hall somewhere, but I put Breece Hall somewhere different for a freaking change.
You put him. Man, yeah, I give hate it to this me. Spot.
Give it
you
to
put
me.
Him on the Cardinals.
I did not.
Okay.
I did put him on a team that absolutely needs a running back. I did put him on a team that we just got done talking about who has an 8th overall pick. I put him on Atlanta. I think this could be the perfect marriage with the zone run blocking scheme that Atlanta runs, as I said in a previous show, 80% of the time. This is the same exact zone blocking scheme that Hall ran in college throughout college. Breece Hall is 43.
Okay.
Pick 43 in the second round. So that's a high. It's mid.
Very
mid.
Likely.
Yeah, I think it's a nice area. Again, another really like I'm not making shit up here. Like that sounds about where Breece Hall could go if he doesn't go in the first round.
I would say anywhere like right in that 20 to 40.
Yeah, you got it. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like I know that sounds like a big range, but I think we're going to see running backs go a little earlier than some of the mocks we've made a mockery of.
True. Yeah,
the mockery of the mocks.
Yeah, what did that mock from last week? What, they had Breece Hall going in at the end of the second.
Yeah, still the Buffalo though.
Not happening.
Ironically,
yeah. But the opportunity in Atlanta is profound. You know, that would be a fantastic spot. I know that Cordarrelle is got a 2-year contract, and we talked about that. But if Breece Hall goes there, it's his backfield. I mean, let's face it. Like, that's Cordarrelle Patterson's
go
back to wide receiver. Like, you know what I mean? So that's one of those things where it goes against my other argument for them drafting Garrett Wilson, though. Like, you don't draft – like the Giants did. You don't draft a running back when you're not there yet. But I could see this being far too tempting for Atlanta. After they drafted a very, very, what was it, 4th overall for Pitts. So they could get some big names.
I think that's right.
Yeah. I think they would be, let's put it this way. I think Breece Hall's on their board. And so it would be one of those things where if he does escape the first round and escapes like the first 8 to 10 picks in the second round, I think this might be way too tempting for a team that doesn't have a running back.
Yeah, I hear you. Speaking of teams that I don't think have a running back, I've got one for you that you're going to love, Feverish.
Ooh, give it to me.
I am giving you Damian Pierce's landing spot this evening, and that will be the Miami Dolphins.
Oh,
they're
going
to do it with that pick either like 102 or 105. I know that, you know, they're a little bit apart here, but either it's like the end of that third or the early fourth area where they're going to take your Damian Pierce. I know everybody's like, but they just got Chase Edmonds, but they just got Mostert. I don't care. We don't care about those guys. This guy is going to come in and be the running back that they actually need. They can bruise it a little bit and actually be a third down running back on that team. And the Miami's going to get him in the third, fourth round there and take those jobs.
Yeah, 102 and 125, right? They're the two. Man, they only have four picks in this year's draft. Holy crap. All right. Yeah.
They made a trade for a player, Tyreek Hill. cost a little bit.
Does that have something to do with this very small like row of picks I'm seeing on the Miami Dolphins spreadsheet here?
Man, I feel like when we did our draft pick and free agency, I felt like Miami was one of those teams with a few more picks. I'm trying to look back through my notes now, but doesn't that sound right?
Yeah. No, it does. It does. I it's funny, you while you're looking for that, it seems like every single place that either I mock Dameon Pierce going somewhere or somebody else mocks him going there, I'm excited about it. Like, it almost doesn't matter. I'm like, oh yeah, I could totally see opportunity in that spot. Yeah. What, Carolina? Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. No, that's
Miami
a bad one.
So, Miami had a 26 and a 50 last time when we did the show. They also had a 26 and a 50. They had a 26, a 50, pick 100, pick 117, pick 121, 156, 200, and 221. That show was, what, a month ago?
Yeah, they currently
time
have...
Time goes by quick, but that's what they had when we did that show, AFC and NFC shows.
They currently have 102, 125, 225, and 248. So that's a first, I'm sorry, that's a third, a fourth, and 2/7. Ouch.
That you just heard the Dameon Pierce landing spot this evening.
I like it, dude. I told you, I almost like every single spot where that dude goes. it's gonna be like
your
no way he succeeds
crush, though,
yeah
sure.
that's well, him and Brian Robinson, like, I can't get off either one of them. I tweet more about those two than any players combined, I swear to God.
What
you
else
want another
got,
one
Finero?
You want another one?
I think they do.
Right. Yeah, who doesn't want another one? All right, so we just got done talking about Tyreek Hill, right? So we have a void in Kansas City. So let's put a high-profile wide receiver in Kansas City with their 29th or 30th overall pick. Let's go Chris Olave. You cannot replace Tyreek Hill, but Olave provides a lot of what Kansas City would need to keep clicking because they're always in the playoffs. So Olave is a polished wide receiver, maybe the most polished. Him and Garrett Wilson are always considered maybe the most NFL ready, and he can also stretch the field. Again, not like Tyreek Hill. I'm not trying to replace Tyreek Hill, but I do believe Kansas City with those two first round picks are going to use one of them on a wide receiver, just like we think Green Bay is going to. And Chris Olave, I think, is a nice fit in Kansas City.
I like it. That's another spot, man. If there's a couple spots, you know, if somebody goes to the Chiefs,
oh yeah, dude,
I'd still say let's kind of like let's watch it a little closer. But man, it'd be hard to not get excited about that.
It would be very.
They did
add
Juju already, so there are other guys there. But the Chiefs is one of those spots that whoever goes there, just even kind of like you mentioned at the top of the show with Green Bay, those are going to be exciting landing spots.
As long as they're still the guys that we liked pre-draft, though, right? So, like, if we wind up getting, I'm trying to think of a wide receiver, I'm not real, like Christian Watson. I'm not high on Christian Watson at all. It's not going to change for me if he goes to Kansas City. And people will make a lot of comparison to Tyreek Hill, considering Christian Watson's just known as a speedster. So, like, I won't be interested in Christian Watson in Kansas City. I'll literally say they just Clyde Edwards-Helaire'd that. That's what I'll say. Like, I won't be into it. But if you're going to put Chris Olave, you're going to put, like, any of these wide receivers that we like now in Green Bay or in Kansas City, yeah, I told you that before, dude. I'm going to be all fired up. But it has to match how I felt before. I'm not going to fall for, you know, somebody who's 8th, 9th, or 10th wide receiver on my board, all of a sudden I'm going to say, okay, he's the first wide receiver now that he went to Kansas City. I'm not going to do that.
Finero, we got a little time here. I'm going to play a quick game with you if you don't mind, and I'm going to put you on the spot. I know you have the draft
games
board in front of you. You didn't give me what I wanted.
Okay.
And you had nothing behind the Giants, no homerism.
Yep.
Let's add a wide receiver with pick 81.
To the Giants?
To the Giants with pick 81.
What is 81? 81 is a third round pick. Okay. God, how bad is Galladay right now?
In what world? Like the fan.
Like Twitter I don't even think about him.
Twitter
dude.
Hates him.
I don't even think about Galladay on the Giants. I really don't.
He it's will crazy. Be there.
Yeah, he will be there. And then we have Shepard, who I think restructured his contract. I think Slayton's still there. And then, of course, we have your guy, Kadarius. You still call him Kadarius Phoney?
If I have to talk about him.
If you have to
talk about him. It might come up.
If I have to talk about him, it might come up. So, I mean, Pickens would be possibly in that area. Sky Moore is going to be gone. David Bell will be gone. Oh, my God, dude. I don't know.
Detroit sniped all your guys.
Yeah. Would you agree that George Pickens would be available? Because I don't know if I can say that.
I don't know if you could say that.
Yeah, I don't think I can. So, like, now you're looking at names.
I think you have to be, like, mid-second.
And Sky Moore is a second-round pick. David Bell's a second-round pick.
It gets tough.
Yeah. Well, that's the drop-off, dude. So, like, that's why I don't know.
You want me to move you up? Do you want to use that 67 instead? You got a 67.
Oh, yeah, that's early third.
He's like, oh, yeah, this is more fun. This is more fun.
That's way earlier. It's 20. Yeah.
You should have seen him perk up.
Well, it's still speculation on where these guys would be, but it's like John Mechie territory. Wandale Robinson, Jalen Tolbert.
Finero's about to time out and pick Damian Pierce.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't have the money to keep Barkley. We'll just go with Damian Pierce there. I guess I would be okay with I don't like any of these guys here, dude. I'm trading back. Yeah, I just don't like any. I don't like any
back to the 81.
I don't like any of these guys. They're all like smaller. Like I would want somebody. I would like want a younger Galladay. That's what I'd want, and I'm just not going to get it, which would probably be like David Bell. And he's not going to be there either. I would take Sky Moore, even though I feel – yeah, Sky Moore could be like the Shepard replacement. I would love that. But again, I don't. It's not. He's not going to be the third round. But I don't know. Sometimes these wide receivers go – Sky
Moore could be the Kadarius Toney replacement.
He's gone already. Yeah, this is interesting. I like that you pose that because we're only speculating where these players are going to go. And players do fall. I mean, there's no doubt about that. Players with an injury history like Pickens could fall. It's possible. But I just don't see – I don't see value there. I could see them going in another direction, probably an unfantasy-like direction. Did that answer your question?
I agree. Yeah. You know. It wasn't. I don't know. If it,
yeah, it probably didn't.
No.
There's a reason I avoided the Giants.
No. I'd also be happy with Jameson Williams to Detroit, should that happen.
I wouldn't mind
that if he falls a little bit because of injury.
Mm-hmm. I also saw the Giants and these, you know how you said, like, if Malik Willis goes to Detroit with their first round pick, you're like, oh, I just move on from that mock. Any mock that has a Giants pick and a wide receiver with one of those two early picks, like, give me a break. Come on.
Yeah.
They could have one of the top two offensive linemen. They could have one of the top two or three edge rushers in that spot. They absolutely need both. And you're telling me they're going to go wide receiver.
Yeah.
I freaking hate some mocks, dude.
Galladay and Daniel Jones just need a little bit of time. That big body wide receiver in there. Galladay's not the kind of guy that's creating his separation. He's going to get it on the 50-50, and Daniel Jones has to trust him.
Yeah,
to throw those, and they haven't built that trust yet. I think it'll happen. I don't think that they've had an entire season together yet with injuries. And
I was going to say, time. Stay healthy, and maybe that'll.
They need to build some trust. Give it some time, because that's who Galladay is. No matter what Kadarius Toney is, they're two different players. That's who Galladay is, and that's what has to be done. You know, Stafford. I don't even want to say Stafford trusted his wide receivers, but Stafford trusted himself to throw those balls to his wide receivers, no matter who the wide receiver was, you know? So that's what Daniel Jones has to do.
Yeah. Stafford's always,
I don't
like
know
his
if you
whole,
can teach that.
His whole career, he's been like, just does not fear the interception. I think he led the league in interceptions last year.
Yeah.
And also won the Super Bowl. You know what I mean? Right. Like the guy doesn't care.
Right.
Obviously he cares, but you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. He's not afraid. And That was a great match for a wide receiver like Galladay. He just knows Galladay will have a really great chance if he gets it in his catch radius to catch the ball.
Yep.
And if Jones is just going to wait for him to get open, I think the separation's not there. And then you're right. Like, he's going to learn that if he plays freaking all 17 games, you know, like that's going to be like how that matures, that relationship matures. So we'll see if that happens.
Feverish, this has been another amazing show. I am SYX00G. You are at ArtBark TV. This is at Rookie Fever. That is your free Twitter advertisement that every show likes to give.
Yes.
We are at Rookie Fever and we are out. When you kiss me, fever, when you hold me tight, fever in the morning, fever all through the night. Sun lights up the daytime, moon lights up the night. I light up when you call my name, and you know I'm gonna treat you right. Rookie fever, when you kiss me, fever, when you hold me tight. That is something you all know. Fever isn't such a new thing. Fever started long ago now. Who got the 101 scouting? He's never done this to be going right. I told you anyone, size and speed, just on real landing spot. Not ideal, wait, let's just break out a full rookie fever stage. Romeo loved Juliet. Juliet, she felt the same. When he pulled his arms around her, he said, Julie, baby, you're my flame. Now we get a fever. When we kiss it, fever with our flame in you. Fever, I'm a fire. Fever, yeah, I burn for soon. Got the fever, cause I got the fever. Now you got the fever, so she got the fever, and he got the fever. No cure for the fever, so let's feed the fever. Thank God for the fever. Thank God for the fever. Now you got 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 the fever.